Let's get the Aging Well Together show started. Listeners, I wish you were with us because right before our show, we never know what music's going to be on. So we're all rocking here and dancing. And my friend Alicia just got here. So we're going to get started because we have such a fun show today. The Aging Well Together show, as we have been promoting, we are in September. So welcome to September, which kicks off National Falls Prevention Month. And this is the first in our month-long series looking at different aspects of fall prevention. I am so excited. I have brand new best friends. Today is all about celebrating falls prevention awareness. I have my new best friend, Anna Stormzand.
Yep.
Did I say it right?
Correct.
Good job. Right, cool. From UNC Health's Pediatric and Adult Trauma Program. And I have Marissa Minold. Did I say that right? Rock on. From Orange County Department on Aging. She's a volunteer with the Falls Prevention and Health Promotion Senior Resource Team. There's a lot of words there, and we're going to describe and discuss all of them. I am so excited for what we are going to learn today. But as always, before we dive into our show, we want to give a big shout out to WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro on 103.5 FM for hosting our weekly Aging Well Together show. The Aging Well Together show in general, and this series in particular, our falls prevention work, is thanks to the amazingly helpful team at the Orange County Department on Aging. I was thinking about our speakers back in May, and before I could even start scheduling, Shanae McPherson and LaTanya Brown, who LaTanya will be on in a few weeks, said, hey, we want to make September all about falls prevention. We're going to get you a bunch of speakers. And I said, all right, you get all four shows. So the Orange County Department on Aging, wonderful staff, and they helped to launch the Aging Well Together show. And as you all know, you can join us each week as we interview special guests to share information, resources, insights, and stories about the opportunities for aging well together. And if you would like more information about anything we discuss today, or if you want to listen to any of our previous 53 podcasts, today is show 54. You can go on to Orange County Department on Aging. Alicia gave a look. We've been doing this for a while, Alicia. So you can go to the Orange County Department on Aging's website, which is... This is where you get out your pens and paper because we're going to be sharing lots of information on the show. So let's start now with you can go to our website, orangecountync.gov/aging, orangecountync.gov/aging. I heard a thing putting down people in my generation, Generation X, the other day. They said Gen Xers always repeat things like they say their numbers twice. And I just want to make sure you get it. So, yeah, I'm Gen Xer and I'm proud of it. So you have our website and you can always catch our show every Thursday from 2 to 3, or you can stream us live on WCOMFM.org. So if you do go to the Orange County Department on Aging's website, and I encourage you all to do this, not only will you find a link to the Aging Well Together radio show, but you will also find a host of other helpful resources about services in Orange County, North Carolina. If you have questions about any of these resources, you can also call the Department on Aging directly. You also can call there to suggest a topic for the show. And the telephone number is 919-968-2070. Or you can feel free to email me, and I love people that are doing this to suggest topics. I have a great email. It's one long smushed word, agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. And I will repeat it, agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. So feel free to call, feel free to email. And really, the website has so many great resources. As always, another shout out to the Carrboro Bass Band, the Robert Bradford Quartet, for allowing us to have, they're a quintet sometimes. Yeah, we like that they brought a fifth in. So RBQ for giving us their original music for our opening music, which you heard just a little appetizer of, but you will hear more at the end of the show. And so thank you to them. And thank you to my fabulous co-host who has the microphone nowhere near her.
But you can hear me.
I know. Alicia, your microphone's down. It's so weird. I was trying to play with it before.
Oh, it's okay. I lowered my seat.
Alicia, you're short like me now. Your seat is so low. Feel free to take any of the 20 other chairs.
No, I'm good.
All right, so we have Alicia Reed, the fabulous and inspiring and energizing and motivating and exhausting just when I think about her world. We have Alicia Reed, one of the fabulous wellness instructors with the Orange County Department on Aging. And also, to embarrass her, we have an audience member. And Alicia just came in and was like, who is this other woman? My sister Beth is here. That's my sister,
you
Alicia.
You should be here. Are you getting...
No. We'll get her voice on. Come closer and say hi, Bethy.
We're going to get her.
We'll get into the topic.
Nice to meet you, sister.
So that's my sister Beth, who's visiting. Our other sister, Renee, is at... They both came to spend the week with me. It was just my sister Renee's birthday.
That is so cool. She has
to work right now, so she's back at my house. They come for an annual week. I say of debauchery, of celebration and debauchery, where the three sisters come together. And so Beth came to see what the excitement is.
And you're going to be a part of it. I'm getting
you. I know. Alicia's,
I'm getting you.
That's why, Bethy, come a little closer. So I introduced my sister Beth, and what I'm excited about is we like to say we're a family show on Aging Well Together. We are pretty G-rated. So we're family-rated, but also this is our first now because we've had brothers. Mm-hmm. We've had... mothers and daughters.
That's right.
My dad came on, so we had dads and daughters. We had a husband and wife come on the show, though they were on different shows. So they weren't on together. They came different. But we have had husband and wives, right? And your brother came to visit, that kind of visit. But we hadn't had two sisters. And my daughter came on.
Right, your daughter.
Now we have sisters. So see?
Welcome, sister.
Welcome, Beth.
I want you.
And if for some strange reason any of you don't know who I am, who's just chatty, I'm Heather Altman. I've spent over 25 years working in aging services and supports. I help older adults and their families connect with resources in our community. I'm a caregiver for older family members, and at 53, I'm focusing on my own changing needs, so I am super invested in how we are all aging well together. All right, I'm so excited. We need to get into the show and talk all about falls. I have these long intros, but we talked about it beforehand. I think I'm going to do a short intro for Anna and Marissa. That way they can tell you more about themselves. But I'll just say we have Anna Stormzan. Anna is currently the Injury Prevention Coordinator for UNC Health's Pediatric and Adult Trauma Program, and she works on all kinds of great programs, but I don't want to tell too much about that, so I'll let you talk about that. And then we have Marissa Menold. Am I saying that right? Okay, a former researcher from Duke University, and now she is focused on a career in older adult fitness, and hopefully she'll share her reasons why. And she's got fun initials that I don't know what they mean, so you'll tell me what they mean. She's an ACSM certified personal trainer, exercise physiologist, does all kinds of cool things with Tai Chi. But the other cool thing is she's one of the volunteers with Orange County Department on Aging's Fall Prevention and Health Promotion Senior Resource Team. So I just did that, but I want you to take a moment, tell us more about what you do, and then I think I'm hysterically funny and how, where you're from and all that, but how did you fall into falls? But I literally came up with that last night, so that's sad. But okay.
That's good.
Anna, welcome. Marissa, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So who wants to go first? Anna, you want to? Oh, Anna pointed to Marissa.
I'm happy to. As Heather said, my name is Marissa Menold, and I'm currently a volunteer with Orange County Department on Aging, not only with the Falls Prevention Health Promotion Senior Resource Team, but I also teach Tai Chi for arthritis and falls prevention.
Yes.
But the way I got interested in falls, it's kind of two parts.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my 40s, I had the misfortune of falling numerous times, and I could not figure out why my legs were weak and my neck was weak. And it turns out, to make a long story short.
Well, we've got, 45 more minutes. You can make a long story long. We're all fascinated.
Well, what happened was I ended up finally at UNC Neurology Clinic, where I was diagnosed with a neuromuscular disease called myasthenia gravis. Mm.
Oh.
It's a rare disease.
I was gonna say, that's
it, a yes, new one. It affects everybody a little differently.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I had weakness in my legs,
okay.
especially my hips and my neck and my eyes.
Interesting. I watch a lot of television, mm-hmm. and so I only know that because I must have seen a commercial for yes. it.
There is a new drug.
Yes.
Yes. It's being advertised usually in the afternoon or around news time. You'll right. see it.
That's why I watch a lot yes. of news, and I'm like, I've heard of that.
Me
so,
well.
So you fell and you got this
so
diagnosis.
I kept falling, and I was, like I said, I was having eye problems and neck problems. I was very lucky that at the time, one of the world's experts in the disease happened to be at UNC Neurology.
Go Tar Heels!
Ta-da.
Thank you, UNC, 5 minutes away.
Yes. And so I was diagnosed rather quickly, but it takes a long time to stabilize. So you have to take drugs and adjust the dosage and have treatments. And it took several years. And as I said, I was a researcher.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what were you researching?
Yeah.
I saw that from your bio, but you didn't say what it was.
You're not going to believe this.
I'll believe a lot. I'm super gullible. You could make up a research topic, and I'll be like, yeah, I believe it.
Well, I won't make it up. I worked at the Center for Human Genetics at Duke, and I researched the genetics of neuromuscular neurological diseases, one of which was the genetic form of the disease that I was eventually diagnosed with.
That feels like fate or the universe
karma.
Interesting.
Amazing.
But it had a good ending because I was very lucky. I responded to the drugs. But I was left very weak because I hadn't done exercise. So I said to my doctor, well, what do I do now? Can I exercise? And all he said was, my patients who exercise do better.
Okay.
So I started to exercise.
Okay.
And because I had decided I wasn't going to go back to research, mm-hmm. I was getting stronger. I was studying exercise science on my own and learning all of this stuff. And I thought, well, I wonder if I could make this into a second career.
Hmm.
And eventually I did that.
Huh.
Took a little while, but eventually I did that. I went to, ACS.
I know, I was going to say, we're getting to the weird that whatever ACSM,
yes.
I could not
ACSM
figure it out.
ACSM is the American College of Sports Medicine.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going there at all. That's okay.
Yes.
So you are an American College of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer.
Personal trainer and exercise physiologist.
She's your people, Alicia.
Yeah, I like it.
I am Alicia.
It's an ongoing thread. I know you've heard a little bit of our previous shows, but
want her body.
For 54 shows, Alicia's trying. And in her show, let's give a plug for Afternoon Talk with Alicia that starts at 3 o'clock. She always talks about the power of movement and getting moving. And it's been over a year now, and I am very sedentary, right? And my sister's with me. We are a sedentary people. So, but yes, we believe in you all moving.
Look at our faces.
I know. And Heather, you realize there are three of us here with you today.
Beth, we are outnumbered. They're going to get us moving. Okay, so then you went and you
I
started
became
to do all these things.
Fitness trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't teach aquatics anymore, but at one point I was also teaching like water aerobics.
I love that.
And doing aquatic personal training, which is wonderful. Yes.
The best.
Everybody
People
loves
don't realize
that.
The benefits of that.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then somehow, and then we'll turn it over to Anna in a moment, and then you started joining and volunteering. So what I love is that you took your own personal passion and interest and started sharing it with the world through
Well, I worked at a couple of gyms, and I had my own business for a while where I actually went into people's homes. But I worked only with older adults. Mm-hmm. And that's part two of falls prevention, because every client who came in to me, so we're talking like age 50 through 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Said, I need to improve my balance.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
So that was my part two of how I got interested in falls prevention.
I'm not saying what Beth's age is, or she will not speak to me, but
she's
there, right, Beth? We're trying to stay upright.
I want you, Beth.
Yeah. She's going. All right. So there's so much more we are going to jump into, but I'm going to turn it over to Anna to tell us your, because you do all kinds of cool things, and then your story into Falls.
Sure. And good afternoon. My name is Anna Stormzan, and I coordinate a very unique position within hospitals. So every level one trauma center is required to have somebody who's actually trying to prevent the things that bring people to the hospital / trauma.
I did not know that. I saw that on your bio and I was like, huh, I thought they just
knew?
Treat. I didn't realize
exactly.
There's a whole prevention.
Mm-hmm. Now, in a perfect world, there'd be way more than one person, obviously, but so we partner a lot with public health, which is my background.
Mine too, by the way.
Wonderful.
Wink, wink. Okay.
Public health departments, Department of Social Services, community organizations across the board, because it takes a whole team. Mm-hmm. If you were to have an accident, and we don't like to use the word accident because right. Most accidents are preventable, including falls.
Okay.
But if you were to have an injury, a major injury, you would most likely end up here at UNC Chapel Hill Main Hospital, Level 1 Trauma Center, and that's for pediatric and adults.
Mm-hmm.
So my position is to try to keep people from not coming in. We don't want you.
Yes. Mm. We don't want your business. Other businesses come on here, they want it.
We don't want you.
UNC yep. Level 1 Trauma Center doesn't want you there.
No, we don't. We want you to stay happy and outside the hospital. So, and the reason why I specifically have gotten to falls prevention work is falls is the number one by leaps and bounds reason why adults come to the main hospital.
Amazes me. I guess it shouldn't, but
it's leaps and bounds over other we call mechanisms of injury. Hmm. So
wait, what was that word you just said?
Mechanism of injury. This is a word I had to learn.
So Alicia, this is where we get out our pens. We always learn fun words on the show.
And there's an acronym, of course.
It's a mechanism of injury.
Yeah. So instead of saying accidents, like a firearm accident, we'd say the mechanism of injury is firearm.
Oh, the
firearm.
Mechanism of, like, how? Okay.
How did it happen? Yep. Huh. So it's coming into this injury prevention world from public health work I was doing locally, I had to learn all that new stuff too. So, but falls has been something that I dove into, and
again, no pun intended. I have to take a moment.
That was good.
Nice.
That was good. But I look back at my background, I think, oh, this is probably going to happen. My mom was a jazzercise instructor, and if there are any jazzercise enthusiasts,
I saw
out
that.
There,
and I have not done it, but I have friends who love it.
There are still
and I
classes.
Saw that you were inspired
classes.
By my mom.
Used to teach that years
oh.
ago.
That shocks me not at all.
I'm a jazzer baby. Kindred spirit.
Jazzercise and Zumba are different. I want you to.
They are, and I do love Zumba. I'm a Zumba enthusiast for sure. But
wow.
My mom was a jazzercise instructor, so for most of my childhood, I was watching her do jazzercise. In my mind, it was like it was just aerobics, right? But now I'm like, oh, she was also a dietitian, and so she was working on community health at so many different levels.
And I saw that. I saw that because you majored in public health, but you minored in
dance. Back in the day, I got it. Part of my undergrad was in dance, and so which I love to do. And aerobics to me is kind of the way I get to do it as an adult,
right.
while getting good mental health.
Beth and I are sitting here. These are not our people. This is why it is nice to meet you all. But okay, so that I mean, public health. I was that, but mm-hmm. I minored in health policy.
Which is very important.
But I love that you were inspired.
Yeah.
And now it's all coming together.
It does come together. Occasionally in your life, you have these moments. So I teach a class called Walk With Ease with Cedar Grove Community Health Center, Community Center, excuse me, and then Eflin Cheeks Community Center coming up this fall. And so we focus a lot on strength and balance. And as I'm doing all these, you know, moves and stuff, I go, oh, I actually got trained. I forgot I did this. You know, I love this. So
I do love to dance. And so exercise, it's like the E word. It's a four-letter E word to me. But when people are like, let's go dancing, or I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to dance. And so that's why I want to try jazzercise,
yes.
or I guess I have to try Zumba just to get, like, I don't mind moving.
Jazzercise is better.
And I'm going to give you my weekly. Put the microphone more in front of you. I always give Alicia a hard time. You'd think she didn't have her own show. We want to hear you, Lovey. See, yes, you came onto the show knowing that this. I also warned Beth. I'm like, it's just an ongoing between me and Alicia,
yeah,
and
is.
Then we add others. So you work for the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You do all this community education mm-hmm. work. Do you work with patients in the hospital also?
I do not. There are other people who do that, but my position is completely community-based, which makes it so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't even have an office. I have an office, but not a workspace anymore. So I am entirely community-based.
Come join us here at WCOM. Yeah, use one of the spaces over there.
My job is literally to stop people from having to go to the hospital. So I'm so fortunate that we're community-based. Other injury prevention positions have turned that way. But it's a shift. It's a shift towards public health. So I'll put a little plug in.
I know. And didn't they used to have the Injury Prevention Center? It was up Chapel Hill,
North. They
sure
do. That's a great center. Yep.
Yeah.
Still here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited for you both here. And you did you did share a little bit about yourselves. I might sort of dive back into that. But I guess let's jump into our topic. It is September. I think, Marissa, we'll turn to you. Why? First of all, I'm going to say, why is September Falls Prevent? And it's either Falls Prevention Awareness Month. Some people say Falls Prevention Awareness Week. But why do we have this? And why in September? That was a leading question because I know the answer.
Yes, I figured you did because I know you did a show on this last year, too.
I did. That's right.
With Marie and Landon.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Marie Dagger and Landon
Weaver.
Right. Our emergency management, Landon. And Marie is going to be on. I was going to do a program next week. Is going to talk all about durable medical equipment and home safety assessment throughout your house. So, yes, we did falls prevention last week. But tell us again, why do we do it in September?
So, this is actually the 17th year that the National Council on Aging is sponsoring Falls Prevention Awareness in September. And one of the reasons that was chosen is because in September we have the first day of fall.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
And did you not know that?
I mean, I just connected it.
It makes sense.
I don't mean to shame you on air, but when you do hear it, you're like, it's the first day of fall.
Yes. I can't forget.
I didn't do it.
I just connected it.
Yes. And so that is actually called Falls Prevention Awareness Day.
Okay.
And most organizations will organize the majority of their activities that they're going to do in the week that surrounds
that
day.
What is it? Is it the 21st? Is that what?
This year, I want to say the first day of fall might be the 22nd.
False. Okay, it's one of them. 21st, 22nd. Yeah. So it's, week. Okay.
And then the week, False Prevention Awareness Week, is the 23rd through the 27th this year. But at Orange County, we are doing the whole month.
And nationally. I looked this up nationally. And it is, it's kind of my birthday theory. It's not a birthday. It's my birthday month. So whole month. But yes, it is National Falls Prevention Month on top of it.
Yes.
Who fought for that? Do we know 17 years ago? Who pushed for that
to happen? I do not know. It's National Council on Aging.
Okay.
So, if anybody wanted to sort of break out on their own and do some activities, they have a wonderful toolkit that you can follow on there, tell you different things that you can do.
Yeah.
But the reason this is so important is, as we know, our population's aging.
Yes.
And
as a whole population.
As we sit here. And one in four people over the age of 65 will suffer a fall this year. Mm.
Oh, I'm looking at my sister. We're both
not
like
me.
It's a lot of people.
You.
We're under that,
not
but Alicia, be careful. Stay upright. Yes. Oh. Okay.
I'm not worried about Alicia.
I know. Oh, she's talking about the mic again.
Oh.
No. Oh, I actually wasn't talking to the mic. I was talking about your age. But yeah, the microphone is messed up.
The one in six people.
One in four people.
Oh, one in four.
65 and older.
65 and older.
I wrote that.
You had a birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. And by the way, you have now entered into a segment of the show that we call Fun Facts and Sexy Statistics. So please tell us more.
Let's see. The theme for this year is a theme. It's from awareness to action.
Mm. Okay.
And what we are trying to do is to make people aware of the fact that they are at greater risk for falling as they get older, to teach them what those risks are. But that's not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting here, you go, I'm at high risk for falls. What now? And then we want to let them know what sort of resources are out there in the community. What can Orange County do for them to help them not fall?
I love that. And we are going to dive all into that. What are the risks and what Orange County is doing? But I know my fellow public health, my sister in public health over there, Anna, I know there is this growing awareness that falls is, are, I don't know the grammar of this, falls are a public health issue. Mm-hmm. And so I thought you could tell us a little bit about that, because not everyone sees the link.
And I was going to add for your fun stats.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I saw this one today. And this is why it matters to everybody that's living in this country. It costs us $80 billion with a B, dollars every year for the older adult population's falls that we're seeing. That's 67%. That includes 67% as Medicare. So that's our taxpayer dollars that could be going to other things that we so desperately need. So we want to look at this from a public health strategy, right? It's not just an individual problem. This is a societal issue that we all need to be working on, and we need to be pushing for not only individuals to take action, but local governments, state governments, to be doing more around falls prevention. And it's not just going to, it won't just take one exercise class. It's going to take a whole myriad of change to start to take some of that money back. And also, we also see a huge amount of emergency department visits, which, if you've ever been in the emergency department, is no fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's
spent
cold.
Way by too the way. It is cold.
Our mom liked to go right back to the emergency department, and she was under warm blankets, but I was like, it's really cold
in here. Yes. I have like an emergency bag I take with a sweatshirt, blanket, pillow, because you're going to be there a while. But 3 million Americans visited it last year. That's no fun. So it's a physical toll, it's a financial toll, it's a mental toll. It's a quality of life, but it's a huge societal issue that we all need to be doing our part on.
Right, and because I've been in the aging space for so long, I mean, it always lots of talk about falls, right? Leading cause of injury, and it becomes and problematic injury that for some folks, it starts a trajectory that they can't come back from. And so we take it very seriously, especially when they fall and they break a hip, and it starts a lot of complicated.
And the one reason it's is we look at this in the public health arena is that we know it's preventable. So like the majority of things we see, we know it's preventable. So falling just because you're getting older is not a for sure thing. It's not inevitable. So we need to like change that framework, change that thinking that it is something that some people can do, communities can do, so we're not seeing falls increase as we get older.
Well, and so I want to dive into that. I know at when Marissa, you were going to tell us about the senior resource team, and I don't know whether we should talk about that now and then start to really look at what are all the ways to prevent it, because I didn't know. Anyway, when we talked about what we talk about, it said, okay, well, let's talk about falls and the health promotion senior resource team, and then I want to start to really get into what we can do to prevent it and issues like that.
Okay, well, the Falls Prevention Health Promotion Senior Resource Team is where I met Anna, I think.
Yes, virtually.
Yes.
This is our first time meeting in person.
I know.
That was so fun. I just thought y'all knew each other for a while, and then I was like, oh.
No, we just see each other
on
computer
screens. You teach in the same places. Yeah. We're just waving to people by.
That's my husband.
Oh! Bring your husband in.
Tell him to come in here.
Alicia, go let him in because he can't get in. This is, see, family time here. At listeners, we're in an all-glass studio, and so we just wave to passersby. But this very sweet man was looking at us and waved back, and it's Marissa's husband. All right. He's joining. So, all right, you get to be distracted then. Hi, Marissa's husband. What's your name?
Don.
Don, hi. Don't worry, you're not on. I mean, you share the microphone with Marissa, but hi, Don. Marissa was just telling us about her volunteering with the Falls Prevention and Senior Resource Team with Orange County.
Yes, and so I won't get into Project Engage. You've probably talked about that on the show before.
So listeners, we won't get too much into it. Mm-hmm. That is a 13-week process where we take a bunch of senior leaders in Orange County, and they learn all about different aging topics around the county. And then at the end of the process, it's kind of like Leadership Chapel Hill that the Chamber does, where you learn all about aging issues. And at the end, you pick a resource team and issues that you really want to dive into, and so you picked the falls prevention.
But it actually started back in class number 2. I was class 5 of Project Engage, but the senior resource team started after class number 2, And that was 2015, I believe, Sinead told me. Mm-hmm. And they were a very active team.
Yes.
And the reason they started it is because they noticed that they needed this in the community. There were no resources mm-hmm. at the time. And so that was the beginning.
That's how you started it.
False provision. Yes. And they were very active through... Oh, beginning of COVID?
Mm. Yes.
Before COVID started. And then this year was the first time we're finally all back together again.
Okay. And so then now it leads into the, like, drum roll please, what we've been wanting to talk about. So what are the risk factors for falls? Anna was talking about the issue about how that falls can be so preventable and not an accepted thing, mm-hmm. though I want to ask about that, like, you know, all these different ways. So tell us about the risk factors for falls and then ways we can try to prevent them. So either of you can tag team or whoever wants to take that on. Anna, you want to try?
I'll try. Yeah. I'll have Marissa time in.
Listeners,
for sure.
Listeners, radio is fun and not TV. They're busy pointing each other. You do it.
Well, I will. I'll highlight a few things. And this really gets to, once I get through this list, like, oh, okay. We're starting to change that conversation about these are things that we can do.
Okay.
Most of the things I'm going to talk about right now are something that an individual will do. So making sure that you're building strength, balance, coordination, and flexibility. But I'm going to add to that confidence, too. So you could do that through a group exercise class that all three of us teach, or it can just be a simple walk that you do with yourself at the end of the day. That is going to help reduce your risk of falls.
So, and is there any kind of exercise? I mean, I know that there's been, you know, certain muscle groups, as I'm trying to sit up straighter. Mm-hmm. Are there certain muscle groups that are better than others to keep you upright?
I don't think so. I think the more you're active, whatever you're going to do and whatever brings you joy, do
okay.
it. So
okay.
there are some specific evidence-based classes for falls prevention that we can talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. But I say just keep moving, keep strengthening those muscles, whatever it is. You know, even if it's a 10-minute walk around your house, that's going to improve everything, all that coordination, all that balance. And not only that, if you do have a fall and you are stronger and more coordinated, you're going to be able to get up easier.
Yes.
And recover from the potential, if there's another fall or another injury. So another thing that folks can do, and caregivers and family members can be part of this, is having your medications reviewed. So we don't realize how much medications can cause us to feel drowsy or dizzy or lightheaded and affect our balance. Mm-hmm. So you can have your doctor or your pharmacist do a medication review.
I was with Dr. DeLon Canterbury just yesterday at an event, and he was like our, I don't know, seventh or eighth show, talked all about deprescribing mm-hmm. and the issues of medication. So we do have a show on the website, and that is
perfect.
A huge issue
it
I
is.
Hear about.
And we don't realize that. We think it's the person's fault, right? They fell. Like, but you step back and start seeing all these other things that are factors. Having your home assessed. Mm-hmm. So it could be by a professional or just another person, a friend or family member, just to see, is there anything in your pathway that may trip you up? Do you have a non-slip mat, for instance?
Does Orange County offer any of that?
Yes, they do. Yes. Next week's show, Alicia, come back. Marie Dagger is going to come on and tell us about
it. I wanted to know that. Just plugging her.
Yes, definitely. And they're such great services. Do you need something in the bathroom to make sure that you're not falling? Do you need something on your stairs in your main walking areas that can trip you? Something from like an electric cord, but also something like a side of a bed. You know, something that maybe you need to just get out of your way if you can, that you're not even thinking about. It's good to have another person look at your home living environment and say, oh, this might be a potential. And then lighting in that home, you know, can you have your stairs?
I have a question about the footing, because I've noticed that a lot of people are wearing these stick shoes, you know, the sliders that you slide your feet in. They stick to the floor.
Oh.
They stick to the carpet. They stick to the linoleum.
Like rubber stick shoes? Not flip-flops, but like the what are they called? Mules or something?
Yeah.
That clogs that you slide right
and
in.
Some
oh,
of
the
them
Crocs.
Are plastic. I didn't want to say that word, but that's
not one of our. Are we not
I own a pair.
That is not one of the seven words that FCC says we can't say. We can say.
But Crocs. Because I noticed... I see it all the time, walking, and they don't know that that's something stuck They didn't trip on anything. So many wear those.
Footwear is really important.
So many,
yes.
65, over 55, we're wearing those. I don't wear them.
Yeah, and you want something that you're going to feel comfortable in, but something that's sturdy. And so if you buy a pair of shoes and you are tripping, you want to not be wearing those shoes.
We can't reverse that then. We need to reverse that.
Yeah.
Take away the Crocs.
Yeah, if it's something that you're getting tripped on, that's you don't want to risk, you know.
I think the average... See, my mom wears, she's 90, mm-hmm. and I'm in the kitchen with her, and I see her get ready to move,
yeah.
and they stick.
That could be potential. Yep.
Working for you.
Yeah,
it's
so something
weird.
Sturdy. And then that's a really good point. So footwear is really important. There are more and more cuter, fashionable shoes out there now, I think, because, mm-hmm. you know, that nobody wants to wear an ugly shoe.
Yeah.
me too.
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting to the ugly shoe phase of my life.
No.
I don't mind it.
No, don't do it. Never.
Never.
Okay.
My 90-year-old grandmother still is fashionable and still wears a baby heel.
I know,
and we have talked about it before, but she says she feels sturdy, she feels like she's not tripping, mm-hmm. and I've watched her, so I'm like, you know, whatever works for you. So
okay,
but those are some of the things you can do.
Well, and I love your point about lighting, and mm-hmm. I saw that with our own mom. I'm looking at Beth, but I remember when she had an assessment at the house and they were like, you know, let's put some kind of night lights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not that you need, oh, Marissa's putting her hands
very
up.
Expensive.
I think I'm getting an amen
motion,
over
right,
there.
Because they have the motion ones now. I have them everywhere.
I have the motion one in the bathroom that my husband put in, and then, you know, and it's like, so it's really great because it only lights up when you're there, but then
yes.
I'm like, don't wake him up. But the little night lights, and the interesting thing is it doesn't need to light the whole room up, just lights the path
right.
for safety.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
And there was a research study that I heard about within the past year where there was an assisted living that, and it was with some of our UNC researchers, and they put lighting right around the door frame just so there was contrast. So again, it doesn't have to be big. It's kind of like in a airplane, and they're like, just follow the lights.
Yep.
And they saw a reduction in falls. I'm sure I'm misquoting some of the research, but just by putting a little lighting around door frames, mm-hmm. because it allowed people to see safely to get a lot of falls happen in the middle of the night, going to the bathroom.
Yep.
And so it just a little
exactly.
bit of lighting. Or now I'm having the issue where my house isn't lit enough, so my eyes are changing. We had a show on that, and so I need it a lot brighter. So going down the stairs, I do need either heavier light or walkway light, and I'm constantly having this issue with my husband. I'm like, we need to keep the stair lights on. So lighting is such a big issue, and I don't think people appreciate that.
And you can get a very inexpensive night light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For a couple of dollars, and that can make a world of difference. You touched on vision, so getting your vision checked, obviously, that's really important.
Yes.
But one thing that the last thing I want to add that we don't think about as much when it comes to falls is our chronic diseases, including depression. So having depression or a chronic disease puts you at higher risk for a myriad of reasons. So if we can, this is where it comes back to the public health approach, if we can manage those things and improve those conditions, we're going to improve our falls outcomes as well. So it's something to take in consideration if you have diabetes, if you have depression, or having maybe even just seasonal mood disorders. That is all going to play a role in potentially falling more.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm also wondering about... not just multitasking, but I do tours with a lot of older adults of the local communities, and we had some crazy rain in the last month, right? And it kept happening on Fridays for some reason, but these massive downpours of rain, and I was leaving a community with someone, and my natural instinct, I won't speak for others, but I think a lot of us, when you're going from a door to your car, and you're going, and the natural instinct is to, well, let's go fast. It's really wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with an older gentleman. He was already using a cane. And I was like, let's just get wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
like, there's no safely rushing
run.
Through this.
That's
so
right.
let's just accept that.
We're going to get wet. I'm about that.
You
slow
know,
down.
And it's just
why
slow
do I have
down.
To run through the rain?
Right.
So it goes just all of us. We're multitasking.
Right.
We're trying to do
right.
things. We're rushing. And
it was safer once
yeah.
you did that.
When you were saying prevention before, I was like, how do we stop this sort of, I'll just call myself
taking a moment
an idiot.
Just
but
to
like,
look
you know, when you're
right.
doing too much at one
yeah.
time and you're, you know, and
yeah.
it's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you wanted to add about falls prevention? Because I do want to talk about some of the programs in a moment. But did we miss anything? Did we miss
yes.
any stat?
Actually, something that still surprises me, but the more I think about it, it makes sense, is hearing changes.
Mm.
Yes.
And I used to walk with a group of women on the Albuler Trail
right.
around the Washington Duke. And we would go early in the morning, and so we would spread out across the whole trail. We were all older. We were having not hearing as well. And a runner came up behind us one morning, and we didn't hear him.
Yes.
Until he was right there, and he startled one of our walkers so badly that she fell. And so usually, you know, if your hearing is okay, and if the runner is considerate, they'll say, passing on your left, passing on your right, and you'll move over, or they'll say, move over.
But usually they're running so fast, I'm going slow for like the two times I'm on a walking trail with someone, and then they're like passing on the left. I'm like, A, where's my left? B, what's happening? Like, because it happens so fast.
That's so true. It does.
And then I hear left, so then I go left, and I'm like, no, they're passing on the left. I'm supposed to go right again.
I just say runner.
Yeah, that's a good
rider.
Yeah. Coming through. Runner,
yeah, coming through.
I hadn't thought about the hearing. What are other
hearing,
ways?
And I saw, I hate to say this without having the source, but I saw something in the popular literature, and it was a study that was done a couple years ago, and they were looking at falls in people who wore hearing aids. And they found that the people who wore their hearing aids like they were supposed to had less falls than those who had been prescribed hearing aids but weren't wearing them on a regular basis.
And you also wonder that whole, right, because hearing's connected to balance, connects to the whole, so fascinating. Did you have any questions? I'm looking at Beth right now. I can tell.
Questions?
Beth
Come
is leaning
Beth.
Forward. Come here, Bethy.
Well, I was doing it from my back, but I get dizzy. Like, I get vertigo.
Beth gets dizzy. And Beth, so, like, and I both get vertigo.
And I'll brace myself.
So you have to.
So yeah,
stand
Beth
up
was talking about vertigo
and get yourself together, which a lot of people forget to do that. I think I'm around my mother, my husband, they're 90, and they get up and think they can just jet out, but standing up and waiting till your mind catches up with your body pretty much before you step.
Yep.
Step.
Right. So we discussed all the things that can happen. We started to talk about some of the programs. So there's basic. Just get up and move exercise programs that you do on your own. But tell us about some of the other programs that we have locally, because, right, this is our good push. Folks, if we've now motivated you to go out and do something, we told you some of the risks, told you all the ways that you can prevent it, but how can they get involved here locally with some of the programs throughout the month and the year?
Okay. Well, we have special things going on
for life
throughout the month, but there are things that they definitely could do.
Okay. And this is for listeners who are outside of Orange County. You can find your local community centers to do these.
Right.
So this is a little plug for some of the Orange County programs. But really, anyone, look up your senior centers, look up
public health departments.
Public health departments. But what do we have here locally?
So Tai Chi. We have a lot of Tai Chi. The Seymour Center offers different types of Tai Chi. You could probably find a class almost any day of the week. They even have a group that gets together and practices Tai Chi. So that's very good.
And that's evidence-based.
I was going to say, do you want to say, now why? Because I hear about it all the time, and I know you're a Tai Chi instructor. What is it about Tai Chi that makes it a more better. Why is Tai Chi a more advantageous program than some of the other exercise options?
So one of the things that I've noticed about it is you're strengthening without realizing you're doing it. You're on your feet, you're moving for an hour, and it doesn't feel like you're really exercising, but your legs are getting stronger. The other thing I love about it is that it teaches people to move in all directions. So if you think about it, which way do we go? We go forward in one plane. But when do you usually fall? Like if you step to the side or if you have to step backwards. And so in Tai Chi, we do all of that. We also, Heather, we move slowly.
No impact.
Mindfully.
Mindfully,
okay.
Yes.
Very slow. I talk fast. Can I move slow?
I don't know, because I talk fast and it's hard to move.
I talk fast, too.
I don't do. And it's hard to go slow when you talk fast.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, I warned my sister when we first came to the studio. I'm like, I'm going to be an Energizer Bunny getting everything set up. Okay, we're going to slow down.
And then the other thing is, we talk a lot about weight transference. So I'm trying to make people really aware of that. You know, transfer your weight to your left side or to your right side. And it's just not something we normally think about. Mm-hmm. And so if they can take that home with them and think about,
About it has to start in the mind to think, to move.
Yes, yes.
Which means we're all slowing down enough to...
Well, we're sitting down and we just sit because that's for some reason. But while sitting, you can do so many things. Like, I always tell everybody to look up dead butt syndrome because that exists. While you're sitting there, you can get rid of your dead butt syndrome, which is actually it's a condition.
Do I even want to ask? I mean,
Google
I can kind of get
Google
it.
I'm a little afraid.
These
it.
Chairs are not that comfortable. I may
but,
have it
but
right now.
What it does is it allows you to engage your own glutes, your butt, to contract, relax. It helps strengthen your balance as well as your, and everybody thinks balance comes from the ears only, but it also comes from the other parts of the body.
Definitely.
Yes, hips. Hips are so important. Hips and glutes and core.
Right. So our culture is so regular flunked.
Yeah, it doesn't help with phones now.
And the phones didn't help. The phones didn't help.
All right. So then, because I want to, so we have Tai Chi programs. What about some of the others programs that we have here? I know Beth is slouching.
She's looking up the dead butt syndrome.
Oh, are you really?
I don't even know what it is, but I'm sure I have it.
No, you don't. You don't.
All right. So the other programs, so we have Tai Chi. What are other ways people can get involved in the area?
Evidence-based or just...
Whatever is helpful for people, will motivate people.
I'm a fan of aquatic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get stronger doing anything in the water, whether you swim or do water aerobics. Yes.
I teach aqua, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's right. You do teach it. Six in the morning.
I teach it at 8:30 on Tuesday.
Resistance training.
It's the best.
Just making your body stronger.
Okay. So other...
Heather, does that mean you're going to be at 8:30 on Tuesday?
It does not. I have a meeting that day. I don't, but let's just pretend. All right. So then other classes. I know, Anna, you teach the Walk with Ease class.
Walk with Ease, and it is exactly what it is. We are a group walk. That's it. It's not intimidating. And I, even though someone might say, oh, Tai Chi, I don't know what that is. It is such a great class. I can't put a bigger plug for
it.
You just get so much out of it. And you get a lot mentally, too. It's like
Heather, you going to be there?
A meditation on top of exercise.
You know what I like, especially in the summer? I like the mall walking.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
I like walking around the mall. And it was my daughter's birthday not too long ago. Her birthday's in July. And so we were walking around South Point Mall because we were doing all these birthday things. And I was like, this is mall walking. And we just spent, I had over 5,000 steps. So I don't like the elements. So I loved being in air conditioning. Mm-hmm. So I walk with ease in a mall. Alicia is giving me judgment.
In case you didn't know, that was shopping. That was not working. take it.
But and then there was a weight resistance because we bought things and then
there
we were walking and there was something heavy. It worked.
A lot of people think like that.
Yeah, 10 to 20 minutes a day.
Hey, I got 5,000 steps.
Is all you really need to 10 to 20 minutes of walking.
Minutes
so
of
even
walking.
If you get up and just walk around your house or your outside of your property or you go to a trail or a gym or the mall and just do 10 or 20 minutes. You can break that up. You can do more. You can do less. But just moving gets everything going.
Alicia's looking at me. I did an hour and a half tour today because I tour folks around communities and we walked around and I said, hey, you're just getting moving.
I'm going to can I make a plug for our classes?
I was literally going to say, so how can people get involved?
Yes, numerous ways. So I'll put this in. We are going to be having a new Walk with Ease class at Eflin Cheeks Community Center.
Yay.
So the information session is September 25th.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we'll have 6 classes and go until November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, I call it Walking Wednesdays.
Walking Wednesdays.
Because I have to remember, too. From 11 to 12, it's free.
I was going
to
say, is there a cost?
Nope. So people can all these programs that we're talking about.
Do they have to sign up beforehand, or can they just show up?
They can just show up to that
September
info session.
25th.
But they can also go ahead and contact Eflin Cheeks Community Center or the Orange County Department of Aging. The resources that I use the most and I share with people are the healthyaginginc.com.
Healthyaginginc.com.
And you can go under Find a Program. And so no matter where you are in the state, all types of programs.
That's
so ones that are specifically already researched for falls prevention or just those that are getting you moving and working on other strength and balance coordination are listed there. So that's kind of our umbrella organization. And then Orange County... There are endless possibilities, mm-hmm. publication that you can find online and in print. It is like, I call it the cruise offerings. I feel like every time I look at them, like, oh my gosh, what could I do today?
And it's so big. It's not amazing. A catalog. It's not right. It's not a booklet. It's just a huge magazine.
Like the cruise
of, it's what it feels like to me. It's a cruise I can't get on.
And again, folks, wait, so you go to orangecountync.gov/aging and you can get it electronically, or just go to a supermarket around here pharmacy or, you know, drugstore, and they have free copies right by the front door of every place.
And we've got Matter of Balance, we've got Tai Chi seated in a chair or non-seated, there's Walk With Ease, there's Sit to Be Fit, there's Strong and Steady, and there's just so many more after that, all the classes that you teach, Alicia. So we can't promote that enough. Can I mention the coalitions?
I was just about to ask. So thank you. We have a few minutes left, and I was saying, now let's talk about the coalition. Yeah. So please, go right ahead.
In addition to, like, get moving yourself, or you and a loved one or a friend or family member getting involved, other things you can do is we have some wonderful community coalitions in this area that are working on falls prevention. So there is a statewide North Carolina Falls Prevention Coalition.
I used to be on it. Woo! Shocker.
Oh,
yes, Heather. Back in the day. And I'm talking about like 2005 to 2010.
Is that back in the day already?
I know.
Just to let you know, that's 19 years ago. So 15 to 19 years ago.
You can't use that term back in the day. You cannot use that.
What would
back
you go?
In the day.
Over a decade ago feels like back then. Anyway, yes, the North Carolina.
Thank you for getting that started, because that's homegrown. You can go to ncfallsprevention.org.
Okay.
ncfallsprevention.org. And you can just type in North Carolina Falls Prevention Coalition into Facebook. That's the easiest ways. They have amazing resources and training, not only for healthcare professionals and those working professionally, but families and caregivers that are working on falls prevention as well.
Okay.
And then we are part of the Triangle Falls Prevention Coalition. So we're a regional group. This was started back in 2018 by my predecessor and Duke and Wake Med's injury prevention coordinator. So we get together quarterly and just share resources and ideas and who's doing what.
And you're both on it, right? That's a big group. How many people are on it in the Triangle?
Oh, gosh, the listener is probably like 60.
Wow.
So it's not all staff members, because, right, you're a volunteer.
I'm
so
a volunteer.
So can anyone join us?
Yes. Anyone
can join.
Okay. Alicia, you're the big joiner.
We need you.
I'm already part of the Coalition on Aging. I run the Serious Illness Coalition. I'm part of a lot of coalitions. Sure.
Are you on this one?
Not yet. But apparently I'm about to be. Yes.
You can, we meet virtually still, which is great because it just can bring a lot of people together easily. Mm-hmm. I think in the future we'll start doing some hybrid in person, but our next meeting is October 21st, so we welcome anybody to join.
Does it meet monthly?
We meet quarterly.
Oh, quarterly. Yep. You said that.
Yeah.
So if people want to join.
I say go to our Facebook page. It is just Triangle Falls Prevention Coalition.
Okay.
You can Google that. You can also reach out to Department of Aging. They will also connect you to Christina Wolf, who's our amazing steering committee chair. Reach out to you or me, and we'd be happy to send that invitation.
Yes, and this is, you know, I usually do it at the end, but I'll do it now. So the Department on Aging, don't hesitate to give them a call, 919-968-2070, or go on their website, because there's a whole bunch about falls, plus you mentioned a bunch of other. Any other programs or coalitions or activity anyone wants to join or do a shout-out for?
A couple of things. If you go to the NCOA, the National Council on Aging website, they actually have a questionnaire, and a person can calculate their falls risk.
Yes.
And it's just a simple questionnaire. And I can't remember if the number is like high number is good or bad, but it calculates it for you, and then you can take that to your doctor. And talk about it.
I should do this offline, but I'll do it now. Hey, Beth, you know, I did that with Mom. We did it, and my mom, we just busted out laughing because my mom had the worst score for every single one. Have you fallen in the last 3 months? Yes. Have you fallen in the last week? Yes. Can you do this? And we were just like, all right, whatever. Our mom fell a lot, and it was a big. So I love... I don't love that that happened, but I love that there are these questions tools. That help raise mm-hmm. awareness, these tools, mm-hmm. so you can see your risk. And then I love the idea of taking it to your doctor or yes. others.
List them in, yes. them into this.
And then the other thing that you can do on your own, so I think Marie's going to talk about doing a home safety assessment.
That's
next
all
week.
Next week's show, so I'm excited.
Perfect.
Good shout out for that.
But if you don't, if you'd rather do it on your own for yourself or a person you're taking care of, you can go to AARP.
Mm. I'm so glad. I was going to throw that on. Please continue.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
And they Tell have something it. Called the Home Fit Guide.
I love it.
And you can either ask them to send you a paper copy. I think I picked one up at a Falls convention.
I've gotten them, but
convention.
You can also download it
you
or just send people
it.
The link at the PDF.
Yes.
It's great.
And it's in several languages. Hmm. So,
and it goes room by room and really helps you understand.
It is so helpful. It's more than 30 pages, and it will walk you through your whole house and tell you what to look for.
With pictures.
It's
not just words, which is what
yes.
I appreciate about
I
it.
I do, too.
I know. Well, with our 2 minutes left, you each get a minute. If there's any plug or anything exciting or any takeaway.
Yes.
Oh, Marissa's like, yes, I do. Marissa,
yes.
Take it away.
We have a lot of programs coming up. Please get a copy of Endless Possibilities mm-hmm. or go online. We have something, Tuesday, September 10th at Seymour.
Next Tuesday.
We mm-hmm. have Better Balance Demo Day with four instructors doing short demonstrations of their classes. But Marie is doing a great one, and she can talk about this next week. It's
okay.
called You're on the Floor, Now What?
Mm. Ooh, that's powerful.
And she is going to be talking about what happens if you find yourself on the floor. You've had a fall. What do you do now? And it's interactive. So she is going to be showing people how to get up off the floor.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Something really important. And then we have three locations of Falls Prevention Bingo.
Oh, we love bingo. Beth, we love bingo. Where's Falls Prevention Bingo? What's happening?
Well, we have one at the Passmore Center, one at Cedar Grove Community Center, and one at Eflin Cheeks. And can we put this on the website?
We can put links. So you can add links or PDF links if you...
Yes,
we'll make it happen.
We'll do that.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe the show went by. I hate to bring it to an end, but we still have more of September and we still have more falls prevention shows, but I have so much gratitude. Thank you, Anna Stormzand with the UNC Health's Pediatric and Adult Trauma Program. Marissa Menold, thank you so much from Orange County Department on Aging as a volunteer with the Falls Prevention and Health Promotion Senior Resource Team. Thank you, Marissa's husband, Don, for joining the audience. Thank you to my sister, Beth, for... joining us. Lots of thank yous. Thank you to WCOM for hosting our fabulous Aging Well Together show, and as always, the Orange County Department on Aging for sponsoring us. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Please stay upright or sit down carefully. Do not fall. Did you like that, Alicia?
That was good.
All right. Tune in next week, and we thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was good, Heather.